Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Women Tech Charge is sponsored by Huawei. 20 years connecting the UK.
Welcome to Women Tech Charge. I'm Amory Imafadon, your host, and today we're talking about motherhood.
Like a huge seismic shift in like your physical well-being, your emotional well-being, every single facet of your life.
I'd like to welcome co-founder of Tinto, the science-based AI app, Idia Elsmore-Dodworth.
Hi, Anne-Marie. That's an interesting intro.
So if we rewind, kind of pre-Tinto, pre-founder, pre-entrepreneur, pre-everything. Let's go to Little Idia. What did Little Idia think or hope that she'd be doing at this point?
Goodness, very dramatic. I wanted to be an actress. I wanted to be in theatre. I loved performing. So that, I guess, was my like initial ambition to do that. I was always inspired by theatre and film.
That's what Little Idia thought that you'd be doing at this point. But you studied law. So how did we get, let's talk the listener through, how did we go from Little Idia wanting to present and wanting to perform? I mean, I guess law is some part of performance.
It is part of the performance. Like, you may know that I've got Nigerian heritage. And I don't know, you're Nigerian as well, right?
I am. So yes.
The most important thing is your education, right? So I guess that wasn't something that would have been entertained or considered. It would have been something very academic.
Or you're a disgrace to the family. I think that's the junior yesterday joke.
Yeah. You're either doing engineering, medicine, or law. I remember when I think I was like 15 and I did some work experience and I wanted to be a dentist. So my mum's a pharmacist and I do love science and I do love physiology and I wanted to be a dentist, but I just couldn't get my physics up there. And so law was like the backup. My mum said, well, what about law? I thought, actually, I hadn't ever thought about it. My mum suggested law. And because of that, I went down the law path. But I wouldn't say that I was particularly passionate about the law. I didn't do the bar route where it is a lot more theatrical. And so I wanted to get into like entertainment law because obviously it was the closest thing to like into film, though the closest thing to the stars would be to work with stars in entertainment. Yeah. and so I did a whole bunch of commercial work in that area. But like, again, you're still doing contracts. You're still like, you know, you're still negotiating warranties and indemnities. I just wasn't passionate about that. And I then looked at like myself, like I did, then started thinking like a side hustle. What could I do outside that could provide that creative output for me? And it definitely was like entrepreneurs. So I was like thinking, what ideas did I have? I then actually set up my first business. It was called Holy Goat. And we made cashmere scarves and shawls. So I design scarves. I'm not a designer, the same way that I'm not a computer engineer, but I've now got a tech business. But at the time I wasn't a designer. But I loved like the materials. I loved the process. I loved how you can build stories into your brand. And so Holy Goat was started. It was to support the women weavers in Nepal. So it was like, I wanted it to be like to empower the women who like were building and weaving these beautiful fabrics. And so that's where I started on my entrepreneurial journey. Now, for like lots of several reasons, logistics, operations, the like political situation in Nepal, it wasn't like a sustainable thing that I continued and I persevered on. And so I parked that, went back to law, but I just didn't feel like it was like my life's purpose to do that. I wasn't really passionate about it. And then I became a mum. Now, like I say, it's like a huge seismic shift in like your physical well-being, your emotional well-being, every single facet of your life. But at the same time, I thought like, but it was a real opportunity to truly reflect on like where I wanted my life to go, what I wanted to do. And I was just searching. Now I'm a mom, I really don't want to go back to being a lawyer. I don't want to do that. What do I do next? But how could I like manage doing something else with motherhood? Motherhood was really, really challenging. Like lots of people.
It's a job. Yeah. It's a whole job in itself, right?
It's also the overwhelming, like the mass overwhelming part of motherhood, like finding the right information for you. Anne-Marie, when you're ready to have a baby and, you know, like your African auntie.
It'll never be. Yeah.
Your African auntie.
They always say you're never ready, right?
Yeah. No, literally you're never ready. And then you're in it, and then you've got all of this like advice from like your aunties, like your mum, like your strong, and they're telling you to do this, and they're like they're judging you, and you're like, oh, you know, and it's like, and you're in a really vulnerable state of mind. You're in a really, really vulnerable place to like harness your intuition, your instinct. So you're listening to all of like dissenting views. They're saying, leave the baby to cry. Don't leave the baby to cry. Oh, are you doing this? Are you doing that? You don't have friends that are in the same position as you because you've had babies at different times. You forget what you did as a mum. So there's really no one to really connect and get the right support that you need in that moment. Everyone goes on Dr. Google. Everyone goes on like the big forum sites. And it's like a really overwhelming, like not inspiring experience. So I just recall this moment when I was on holiday with my son. So I'd had a baby, and then I'd had another baby very, very close together. So I had two under two. And I just remember feeling like, God, like, is life going to get any better than this? Like, this is truly overwhelming. And go back to where, like, I've been speaking to my husband about this. I said, like, what, like, I'm looking for like an idea. I'm looking for an idea to build something, to do something. And I said to him, wouldn't it be awesome? Like in this moment, this is on holiday where like they weren't sleeping. My son had eaten a truckload of sand. They were vomiting. And like, you're like, why have I come here? I should have just contained the madness at home. We're out. And I just said, oh, wouldn't it be great in this moment if I could connect with someone who is just like me, like my, you know, that they like, I bet they're out there. Like we identify culturally, philosophically, we've got a similar background. Wouldn't it be awesome if I could connect to that person? And they're like just a milestone ahead of me. And I can navigate my journey, and they could tell me how they went through things. And I could like, it would be an SOS button. And then that was the light bulb. I thought, that's what I could do. That's what I can build this. Like, I'm not alone in this. Suicide is the leading cause of direct death in new mums. 30% of women suffer from postnatal depression. So it's like a huge mental health epidemic that women are facing after they've had a baby. And so that was where I saw this opportunity to build something to support women.
Women Tech Charge is sponsored by Huawei, 20 years connecting the UK.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
So I think it's really interesting that you had kind of Holy Goat, which is your entrepreneurship side. But when we come into kind of what Tinto is and how you discovered that there was a problem and you decided to solve it, why was tech the first place you went to? Because I think lots of what you're talking about are more kind of medical or clinical issues maybe, or they're more social issues. So why is it that technology has been the thing that you've jumped to?
So I think we live in a digital first world. Like everyone, like Google is like the number one place for like any parenting dilemmas you've got. To find something that was truly scalable and to like meet the need of like being able to access that right information, you have to use technology. Technology has to be part of the experience. I feel that there is absolutely, it's really important that we use technology and human and like a human touch to what we're doing, but it has to be technology enabled. Now, my co-founder, Hannah, she's a doctor by background, so she's a GP. When I floated the idea with her, and the reason why I went to her was because I knew that she had the background in building these types of technologies. So her background is she was part of the early AI team at Babylon Health. Part of her initial functions there was to write the pregnancy symptom checker. And so I knew she'd be like the perfect person to help me navigate how to flesh this out. And so we started scoping it out and what would it look like? She's not a techie either, so she's a doctor. So both of us are, you know, we're both co-founders of a really tech-focused, technically driven product. But we knew that, like, because we're curious, because we knew that this was the solution, that we will find the right answers to build it.
Why Tinto?
Okay, so when we did a whole bunch of user testing, we spoke to lots of mums about, you know, where they get their information from and what their feelings were around the information they got. And everyone would say, well, it's really overwhelming. It's really conflicting. It's like not a great experience when you've essentially got to use a forensic lens to get the right information that you want to like to trawl through like forum sites. And so I said, well, how do you reconcile all of the conflicting information you get from your mum, this person, and that forum site, and all the judgy comments? How do you reconcile that? And 95% of people said, I just have to just trust my instincts. It's annoying, but I just have to follow my gut. And I thought, oh, cool, instinct. And so I thought, well, what's instinct? What's your intuition in another language? And so it comes from the Italian word, your instinto, so it's your tinto. And so the concept is that we're connecting you to women who have a similar tinto to you. So it's really personalized.
I love that. That's beautiful. That's I love that. I was not expecting you to say that, but that's beautiful. But I remember Tinto and I love that name. I think it's nice as a brand story, but it's also nice because it's quite closely tied to what you're trying to do, which I think it's always nice to have like a guiding principle or, you know, those kinds of things that actually is an absolute truth, which you have in the name. And of course, I like the kind of pick another language. So that's the name. So I'm glad we covered that. And then, so the user story. So just kind of for anyone that's listening that hasn't already downloaded it, what's the kind of, can you walk me through the kind of the beginning of your Tinto journey?
Yeah. So Tinto, yeah, it's an app for modern mums. If you're a new mum, you download the app and we connect you to the right place at the right time via the right person. And where the AI bit comes in is whether you want to speak to a like-minded mum who's very similarly minded, or whether you want to speak, or whether you need to connect with a professional or technology. That's the AI bit. We provide you with curated information based on your life stage within motherhood. So the whole premise is that we want to personalize your motherhood stage. One of the most pertinent parts of the user journey is that once you onboard, you select a whole bunch of what your experiences are, what your inspirations are. So like personal tags to what you've gone through or what you aspire to do. So let's say you're pregnant. Women are reading all the books at this time. They think, right, I want to sleep train. I actually don't want to do that. I want to be more attachment parent led. You then select all of your tags, your pregnancy situation or like how old your children are, and then you're fully onboarded. And you also then do, we want to assess your full tinto, which is your personality. So you do a short personality quiz, but it's the most UX friendly version of the Myers-Briggs IPIP test. You then are presented with a sphere of colors that represents your tinto, which is a combination of your tags, like your experiences and your personality.
And so is it then that it's not necessarily that it's kind of matching you to another mother that's necessarily been ahead, but it's matching you to an answer from a mother that's been ahead?
Yeah, so it's not forum-based. They're intimate one-on-one chats. So you ask a question and it's sent out into the ether and we then connect you to the right person, the right support at the right time for the right person. And you then have like that chat with them and you talk and you can make friends with them, or it can be just purely transactional, like, how did you do this? But all the support can come from actual learning, from the right information, from what you've inputted in. So we're building what we call the coach, like, so you put in X and then output comes and X comes out of it. So it's the quality and it's the accessibility.
The biggest question that I had when I was kind of looking through this and the premise and kind of your story so far as well was, as someone who's never had children myself, but I'm the eldest of five and lots of my friends have kids, and I know it's not the same, but, you know, looking in, I think what's always interested me about this space, firstly, has been how new a lot of it is, kind of given all the other tech and all the time, or the other time we've dedicated. But I think the other thing that I really still find quite interesting is, my best friend has two kids and she's been the same human being. So if we talk about this Myers-Briggs, which I know moves over time, she's been the same human being, but her two kids, and I love them like they're my own, are so very different. That I always think it's quite interesting to say, well, the way that you're going to raise child one and the way that you raise child two, as much as you'd want it to be the same, because in theory you're the same person, you're not, firstly, but also the children are so wildly different that where weaning might work at this age for that one and self-weaning won't work for the next one, or, you know, dummies, or, you know, there's all these different things where it's, sometimes I do wonder, you know, it should almost be you induct both sides. you induct the child and the mother and any other people involved in the upbringing, and have that kind of holistic kind of all the data comes in rather than, or in addition to the focus on the mother. Or is there a particular reason why it does always end up being that the mother is the way that we kind of end up organizing a lot of this information?
Look at the framework within like healthcare, and they have something called ICE. So it's your ideas, your concerns, your expectations. So when you're talking about your friend, and she's got two children with, you know, different temperaments, and she asks a question in Tinto, part of what we want to build within Tinto is like what are they asking, what does it really mean, so we can understand that using technology. And that's in a really like short reduced answer, but again, the AI part is about having fast, high quality, accessible information at your fingertips, in your pocket. Based on your inputs and outputs, we can then like navigate and handhold you through your journey.
And it's almost filtering it down as well, right? Is what you're saying. So rather than it being, not that it's the same thing, but I think I've had this kind of with the pandemic, being at home and having to look after my own hair. I've also had this sense where it's like, there's so many things that you can learn about hair, and there's so many forums that you can look on, and there's so many things you can filter, and actually it ends up being that, you know, if I'm being honest, I would rather not have had to read through the forums. I'd have rather just got something. Exactly. That would have been like a personalized, like,
exactly.
wash it once a week, don't use sulfates, whatever, deep condition, and then kind of done. And it's almost like you process the information for me so I can just take it and act rather than having to become the world's biggest expert on low porosity hair.
Yeah, exactly. So as a mom, we call it like reducing the cognitive load. You don't want to have to go through forums. It's like, it's just like fast, it's immediate, and it's right.
Right. So that's where you're at the moment. You're live in the App Store. People should download, especially those going through motherhood at the moment. Have you partnered up with anyone else as a part of what you're doing? Because this is incredibly pioneering, that whole kind of applying AI in this space. So who are you working with on this as well?
We are working with a whole bunch of NHS practices in West London and beyond. The mental health crisis in the UK cost the UK £8.1 billion. Part of our objectives really is to reduce the burden on the NHS. We know that women come to their GP and they'll ask all these questions and you don't need to go to your doctor for these types of questions. And so what we want to do is want to be part of the integrated healthcare pathway within the NHS. And so we said, let's run a pilot together and see how has it made it more efficient for you to support women without having to go to your GP. It's like enabling women to really feel empowered with this is their instinct. We can do that digitally and connect them with other women who aren't necessarily, that they're not friends with.
What's the business model?
Right now, it's absolutely free to speak to ask a question. We take a small commission from any consultations booked with experts. It's a freemium business model. So access to the coach, freemium, so subscription.
Awesome. Business. Brilliant. And then I guess, as I've said already, you know, here's another idea for a pivot, which you might have already considered. It's not just motherhood, I guess, that's one that's kind of is hidden and where you've got these mental health issues, I guess, kind of surrounding the state that someone might be in or the phase of their life, I guess. You know, are you doing this for the menopause? Are you doing this for other experiences that women in particular might have?
Yeah, so we're focusing on motherhood today, but we definitely see the opportunity to support teenagers at the onset of puberty and all of like the physical shifts that we go through, you know, physically, hormonally, and then right through to menopause.
Brilliant. And then hair.
And hair, man.
I want to close with your Nigerian mother, because it's something we have in common and it's something I don't get to talk on the podcast often enough about. I went the technology route, which I think for my parents was close enough to engineering that they were able to kind of be at peace with it. Although over the years, I've had things shine through that show that sometimes they don't fully appreciate me being in tech. Yeah, or as you mentioned, there's the uncles and the aunts who are still more kind of the traditional, like, you know, this medicine thing, Amri, because, you know, one day technology is going to fall over and then, you know, you'll wish you did that medical degree. What does your mum think of what you're doing now? And I want to add to this that my mum hates that I've got grey hair and go all over the world with grey hair as my extension. I don't know if she's going to like me saying this or not, but, you know, she dislikes the fact that I have grey hair, and that's always the thing that she comes back to. And we've shifted away from her disliking technology side of stuff. What does your mother think of what you're doing?
She's actually, I think because I've got my brother who was a trader. He left his successful trading business to start his business and he did very, very well with it. So I guess because she's got that as an example, she thinks, maybe this is a good idea.
Is he older than you law, by right? any chance? Yeah, well, this is bloody, it, right? Is he older
bloody,
than you?
He's bloody younger than me.
Yeah. That's a whole nother topic for another podcast. Thank you so much, Idia.
Thank you.
Thanks for Tinto to you and Dr. Allen. Thanks for Tinto, but thanks for coming and sharing and opening up, I guess, on the kind of different aspects of what's gone on up until this point. And good luck with it. Good luck with what happens.
Thank you. Next. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.